The Appalachian Law School graduates its class of 2002 tomorrow in Grundy, Virginia. The tiny college, enrollment 217, opened less than 5 years ago as a way to give an economic boost to the coal town. But last January, a disturbed former student shot and killed three people at the law school, the dean, a professor, and a student. Three other students were wounded. The alleged attacker is in jail awaiting trial. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the town and the law school are on the mend.
The Appalachian School of Law is housed in a red brick building, still looking like the junior high school it used to be. On a spring day, the mountain behind the school is bathed in the bright green of new growth, and it's difficult to conjure the violence that shattered the calm here almost 4 months ago, the day that Nigerian immigrant Peter Odighizuwa, suspended for failing grades, walked into Dean Anthony Sutton's office, pulled out a semi-automatic handgun, and shot him at close range, walked into the office of Professor Tom Blackwell, shot him, and then went downstairs into the Lion's Lounge, where he began firing indiscriminately, killing Angela Dales, a 33-year-old student, and wounding three others. Megan Stidham is a first-year law student from Jackson, Kentucky.
I think I was just in shock. I don't think I really cried over it at all. I was more angry than anything.
What were you angry about?
Just angry that Pete would actually be so selfish to take the lives of two great men who had brought so much to our school and had done so much for us.
We spoke with Megan in the law school library, where a handful of students are studying for their finals. There are few physical reminders of the violence January 16th. There are lots of memories, though. First-year student Eric Byes of Richmond, Virginia, remembers the class he had that morning in which Odighizuwa was also present.
The day of, we had criminal law class, and Pete was there in the class, and we watched a video of criminals and prisoners and inmates and murder and homicide. And then just like that, that afternoon, all of a sudden it was brought straight in front of your eyes.
Bice says the shootings changed his perspective on criminal justice. Megan Stidham agrees.
Before, I may have been a little bit more lenient and tolerant when it came to how you punished people like Pete, but now I really have lots of pent-up frustration at him and think what he gets is what he deserves.
That some students' views on criminal justice underwent a sharp revision January 16th does not come as a shock, but one of the surprising things since then is that no one, not a single student nor professor, has abandoned the school in the wake of the violence. Instead, everyone from the town and the school alike pitched in to begin the healing process. Wendy Davis teaches a course on writing and research. The day of the shooting, she was pressed into service as dean of students, a position the school had not previously had.
From the moment it happened, every minister in town was on the property. And that's a lot in a town like this. We have lots of ministers. They've all been extremely helpful, as well as just everyone in the town. I mean, within hours, there were yellow ribbons on every telephone pole for miles coming into this town. And just anything that people could do to show that they cared about us, they would do that.
The Reverend Mike Reif is pastor of the Vincent Church of Christ down the road from Grundy.
It makes you realize that it does happen here. You cannot always explain it. And I know personally it's affected me on the other side because the guy who was responsible, who did the shootings that day, one of his sons and my boy were really good friends. Although they were only second graders, my boy Ben was pretty devastated by it. I mean, very devastated by it.
Reif says no one among his flock blames the law school for what happened. The school, with its average annual salary of $43,000, has provided an economic boost to this town of 1,175. But perhaps more importantly, it's the unique public service role it provides that has ingratiated the school into the community. Each first-year law student must complete 25 hours of non-paying community service work. Paul Lund is the school's interim dean.
The mission of the school, really, when it comes down to it, is to provide educational opportunity for people from around the country, but principally from the Central Appalachian region. We talk a lot here about not just educating lawyers, but community leaders, people who will go out and have an impact in their community in their daily lives.
Among the many ironies of January 16th, all three who were killed wouldn't have been anywhere else. Angela Dales typified the school's mission. The daughter of a coal miner, she was a single mom who worked at the school's admissions office before enrolling as a student herself. Professor Tom Blackwell gave up his job as a corporate lawyer to teach at ASL. Students Megan Stidham and Eric Byes remembered the Tuesday morning ritual Blackwell used to lead in his contracts class.
Who had a birthday last week? And people would point or people would raise their hand and he'd say, well, let's sing happy birthday. Stand up.
Stand up.
And we'd all stand up and sing happy birthday. It was just, I don't know, something nice.
Anthony Sutton left a fast-track career in Washington, giving up a job in the Justice Department to move his family to Grundy because he thought he could make a difference. Kent Marcus was a Harvard Law School classmate.
What Tony Sutton would have wanted, what Tom Blackwell would have wanted, was more than anything else, was for the school to thrive and to continue, that they had made this a professional goal, that they were going to contribute to the birth and the growth and the development of this new institution. And I think that everyone understands that what they would have wanted was for the school to keep right on going and to succeed.
As the spring semester ends, it appears the Appalachian School of Law will survive. The last irony, the school has already received 200 more applications for the next term than it did all last year, in part because the shootings put the school and its mission on the map. Before graduation, the senior class will dedicate 3 newly planted pear trees. The school is still determining how best to formally memorialize the shooting victims. Acting Dean of Students Wendy Davis says one way is by remembering what everyone is there for.
This is sacred ground. 3 people died here. And I think every individual here is more determined that this school will succeed, that they will personally succeed to honor the people who died for them.
As the spring term ends, the school is in the process of hiring 6 new teachers as it prepares for next fall when it will welcome the largest class yet to the Appalachian School of Law. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Grundy, Virginia.